News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has been designated to take over should Prime Minister Boris Johnson become incapacitated. But at this point, news out of Britain says the 55-year-old Johnson does not require ventilation after being moved to the intensive care unit. Johnson's coronavirus symptoms dramatically worsened on Monday, just the day after he was admitted for what were said to be routine tests. Johnson was admitted to St. Thomas Hospital late Sunday, 10 days after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He is the first major world leader to be confirmed to have the virus. President Donald Trump is disputing the veracity of a federal survey that found hospitals face severe shortages of coronavirus test supplies. The president questioning whether its conclusions are skewed by politics. With coronavirus cases rocketing toward their expected peak, the nonpartisan Health and Human Services Inspector General's office reported Monday that a shortage of tests and long waits for results are the root of mounting problems for hospitals. It also found that 3 out of 4 U.S. hospitals surveyed are already treating patients with confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19. Investigators say problems like lagging tests are feeding off each other in a vicious cycle. China has reported no deaths from the coronavirus over the past 24 hours and just 32 new cases, all from people who returned from overseas. Investors grabbed hold of a few glimmers of hope that the coronavirus pandemic could be slowing, and it sent stocks surging in a worldwide rally, capped by a 7% leap for the U.S. market. The number of new coronavirus cases is dropping in the European hotspots of Italy and Spain. The center of the U.S. outbreak, New York, also reported its number of daily deaths has been effectively flat for 2 days. This is VOA News.